Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Meizer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parshas Tazria, which will tell us all about Nega Tzora'as. Perek Yud Gimel, Posuk Aleph. Vaydaber Adonoi el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor. Although the literal translation of the Posuk would have been that Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon to say over to Am Yisrael, nevertheless, Rashi above in Parsha Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Aleph, and at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra tells us that it means Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon to tell Bnei Yisrael the following: Odom ki yihyev oir besaroi seis ois apachas oi vaheres vohoyov oir besaroi lenegatzoroas vehuvo el Aharon akoyhein oi elachad mibanov hakoyanim. If a person has a white spot on his skin, se'eis, oisapachas, oivaheres, chazalo, now from here, one out of four shades of white are included in this posuk. Where do they see that in the posuk? Se'eis and baheres are the two head categories of the shades of white. The word sapachas means a subcategory. You could have a sapachas ha-se'eis, and you could have a sapachas ha-baheres, which brings us to a total of four shades of white. I'm not sure if Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk that way. We'll see when we get to Rashi. This could potentially be metame this person, if it's indeed a negatzoras. But there's only one type of person that could paskin this shiloh. Only Kohanim can paskin shilas and determine whether this tzoras is tomei or tohoir, not a rav and not a talmud chochom, and therefore Kohanim have to be knowledgeable in hilchos tzoras. In the event that he is not, he has to have a rav next to him, and the rav will tell him, say tomei or say tohoir. Says Rashi, says oisapachas vigoimel. Finish the sentence. Oivaheres. Shmois negoim heim, ulevono izu mizu. These are names of negoim, and each one is whiter than the other. According to Rashi, it would sound like that the posuk is describing only three shades of white. Rashi continues, Beheres means chabarburois, spots, v'chein boiru bashchokim. According to this Rashi, it sounds like there's only two shades of white, se'eis and sapachas. Baheres simply means spots of the above-mentioned shades of white. But according to that, I don't know what the word oi baheres is doing over there. The bottom line is, it's not clear to me how Rashi is learning pshat in these words of the pasuk. El aharon gzeras hakosuv hi she'ein tumas negoyim v'taharoson elo al pi koyen. It's a gzeras hakosuv that only a koyen could determine if this is tomei or tohoil. Posuk gimel v'ra'o ha-koyhein es ha-nega bo'i rabosor b'si'or ba-nega hofach lovon u'mar'ei ha-nega omoik me'or b'soroi nega tzoras hu v'ra'o hu ha-koyhein v'timei oisoi. A little akdomo in Hilchos Tzora'as. A metzora has two stages, something called a metzora musgor, and the next stage is a metzora muchlot. Both are tamei, but a metzora muchlot has extra halachos that a metzora musgor does not have. In order to become a metzora musgor, you have to have two criterias of this white spot. Number one, it has to fit one of the four shades of white. Number two, it has to have a minimum size of a gris, which is the size of an Israeli shekel. Without those two criterias, you didn't even get the first base. The coin will send him right home. He's completely tur. There's nothing to talk about. Once those first two criterias are met, namely, it's the right shade of white and it's the right size, now we have a metzora musgor in front of us. The next stage, in order to get him to be a metzora muchlot, he has to have a simon tumo. The pasuk will tell us three such simoni tumo. One in the following posuk, posuk gimel, a second in posuk hey, and a third in posuk yud in the next topic. Once he has a simon tumah, he is now a metzora muchlot, And he has the halachos will be described later on in the parsha. Says Posuk Gimel, V'ro'o ha-koyheines ha-nega bo'ir ha-boso, the Kohen takes a look at this nega, this white spot on the skin. And of course, the first thing he has to determine, is it the right shade of white and is it the right size? Once he determined that, now he's looking for a simen tumah. And what does he see? V'seo ba-nega ofach lovon. The word seo has a minimum of two hairs, two black hairs in the nega turned white after the nega appeared. And umaria nega amoik meir basoroi. Rashi explains this is a natural phenomenon. If you have a bright spot, like white, and the background being darker, like a regular skin, is not white, so the white spot will appear to be deeper than its background. Then, nega tzorasu. This is a nega tzoras, a full-fledged metzoiro, a metzoiro muchlot. The Kohen sees him, and he will be, sees it, and the Kohen will be metame him right away. He has a simon tumo. Says Rashi, v'seo b'nega ofach lovon, mitchilo shochoil. It used to be two black hairs. V'nefach lelovon b'toich ha-nega, and it turned into white after the nega appeared. Umiut seo shnaim, minimum of seo is two hairs. Omoik meir besoroi kol mare lovon omeku. Kemare chamo amuka minatzeil. Anything white against a darker background is going to appear deeper, just like a sunny spot with the background being a shady spot. V'time oisoi yoimaloi, tome ato, you are a tome. Sheseo lovon simon tumohu gzeras akosuf. That's one of the simoni tumah, gzeras akosuf. Posuk dalet vein baheres levonohi boir besoroi veomoik ein mareho min hoir usarol yofach lovon vehizgira koyhein esanega shivas yomim. But if the Kohen sees a white spot, the right shade of white and the right size on his skin, but it doesn't look deeper than the rest of the skin, Rashi will tell us he doesn't know what this means. How is that possible? Every white spot is going to look deeper than a darker background. Rashi says he doesn't know how this could be. Use'oro le'ofach lovon, the black hairs did not turn into white. In other words, we have the first stage of a metzoiro, the right color and the right size, but we don't have a simen tumah. What is the halacha then? Now the Kohen has to tell the person, go home, stay in your house for 7 days, and come back in 7 days. Says Rashi, I don't know what this means. The Ramban suggests that could be if you have black hairs in there, so it will diminish that phenomena of omoik mareo min oil and will make it appear that omoik ein mareo min oil. That's how the Ramban suggests.
He has to go home. Don't be seen until the end of the week. And then there'll be an additional simon that may be metamehim. Besides, for say a lovon, we will discover another simon. And that is, if the nega grows a pisyoin, that simon could also be metameh. But that could only appear after a week, not the first time it comes to the Kohen. It could only grow after we saw one size, and it grows to another, to a greater size. Posuk hei v'ra'ohu ha-koyhein, ba'yoyim ha-shvi'i, v'inei ha-nega omad be'inov, lo yifoso ha-nega bo'oyo v'hizgiro, ya-koyhein, shiv'as yomim, she'nis. And the Kohen sees him on the seventh day. And what happens if he sees that the nega stayed intact, same color, same size? Lo yifoso ha-nega bo'oyo, it did not grow. What do we do now? V'izgiro ha-kohen shivas yomim she'nis. Tell him to go back home for another 7 days. And he still remains a metzoiro musgo. Which, by the way, that's where he got his name musgo from. From this loshon of v'hizgir, v'hizgiroi. Make a diuk. But if it was yes, poso hanega boir, if it did grow, that's a simen tumah, and that will be metamehim as a metzoiro muchlot. Says Rashi, be'einov b'mar'ehu v'shiur o'rishoin. In its appearance, same color, and it's its size. These Gyurushenis, ho impossible shavu arishoin, then tome muchlot. Ignore the Aliyah of Sheni, continue on to Posuk Vov. Vero akuihei noisori bayoim ha-shvi'i shenis. Veinei keiho anega volo ifoso anega bo'ir. Ve'tiaro yakuihei mispach ashi v'chibez begodov v'toheir. And then the Kohen will see him for the third time after his second seven-day period at home. In the following part of the Pasuk, I'm going to say two pshatim. First, Rashi's pshat, which the Ramban says is the pshuta shel mikra, which is not lahalacha. And then the drosha of Chazal, which we paskin lahalacha. Rashi learns, in order for this nega tzoras to be tohor after the hezger sheni, two things have to happen. Number one, vihine keo anega. The brightness of the white has to diminish somewhat. Not necessarily below the four shades of white. If it went below that, then it's not tzoras at all. Of course, he's going to be tohar. Rather, it's still within the four shades of white, but not as bright. Number one. And viloi foso anega boir. It has to be that it did not get bigger. If both of these conditions happened, then the Kohen should tell him, you are tohoir, mispachasi. The word mispachas is the name of a nega tohoir. But being that you were a metzora musgar till now, and a metzora musgar is tomei, v'chibet begod of a tohoir, you and your clothing must go to the mikvah, and only then will you be tohoir. Meaning, according to Rashi, the way the Ramban says is the pshuta shel mikro. If nothing happened, everything stayed identical, it didn't diminish in its brightness, and it didn't grow, such a person will be a metzora muchlot, even though there is no siman tuma. That's how Rashi learns the poshup shot in the posuk. But Chazal darsh in the posuk differently, and there are two differences between the pshat and the drash. Difference number one, the word vihine keo anega. According to Rashi, means it became less bright, but it's within the categories of the four shades of white. According to Chazal, v'inekei anega means it went below the four categories of the shades of white. And the second difference, the words v'loi foso does not mean and it did not grow, rather it means or it did not grow. And in order for it to be v'tiago yakoyen, all you need is one of these things to happen. Either the color diminished, it's not as bright white as one of the four shades of white, namely, it doesn't have the basic criteria of a nega, then I don't care what happens as the nega. Even if it grew as much as you want, it's not a nega, it's not the right color. Or even if it did stay the same shade of white, but it didn't grow, there is no siman tuma. So the Kohen will be metayer him, mispachasi, a name of a nega tohoil, but being that he was a metzora musgal, he's tomei, and therefore he has to go to the mikveh, him and his clothing. Says Rashi, keho hucho mimarisoi, it became darkened from its original appearance. But you have to say it's still within the four categories of white, because if not, of course it's not going to be tomei, even if that's the only thing that happened. It's not the right color. Says Rashi, Hoim Omad Bemar Isoi, but if it stayed the same color, even if it did not grow, Oi Poso, or it grew, even if it did diminish its color, then it's going to be Tomei. That's how Rashi learns Poshe Pshat in the Posuk. Mispachas Sheim Nega Tohir, Vechibez Begodo Vetoir, Oil Venizkak Lihisogel, Nikro Tomei Vetzor Tfilo. Once he was Chayv Hezgel, he has a status of a Tomei, and he needs to go to the mikvah. Posuk Zayin, Evim Posoi Sifse HaMispachas, Bo'oir Acharei, Heiro Oisoi, Elakoi Hein, Letohor Osoi, V'niro Sheinis, Elakoi Hein. But if after the Kohen made him Tohor, he went to the mikveh and is completely Tohor, but he still has a white spot on his skin, and then what happened? It grew. That Mispachas, which we determined as a Nega Tohor, grew after he left the Kohen and the Kohen made him Tohor, he must go back to the Kohen. V'ra'o ha-Kohen v'inei, posesu ha-mispachas bo'oir, v'timeo ya-Kohen, tzoras hi. When the Kohen sees him now, and it grew, the mispachas grew, that's a siman tumah, No need for Hezger, V'timoy HaKoen, the Kohen Shemim Metamim on the spot. Tzorasi, that's a Metzorah Mukhlot. Says Rashi, V'timoy HaKoen, U'mishetimoy, Harayu Mukhlot. He's a full-fledged Metzorah, V'zokok L'tziporim, U'l'teglachas, U'l'korbon, Omor, B'parashas, Zoyz Tihiyeh. We'll see later on in Parashat Metzorah, Metzorah Mukhlot needs extra processes to make him tohir, not just a mikvah. He needs birds, he needs to shave his head, he needs a korban, as we'll see later on. There's another nafkamina of him being a Metzorah Mukhlot, I'm not sure why Rashi did not bring it down, that what we'll see in our Parsha, that he's mechuyev and prio primo, he has to grow his hair and tear his clothing. Tzoras, he, ha-mispachas azois, this nega, which was tohor at some point, not anymore. Now it's Tzoras. The next two Rashis, although they're printed in our Pasuk, I have a feeling that it belongs to Pasuk Tes. Tzoras, Loshen Nekeva, Nega, Loshen Zocho. Let's wait till we see Pasuk Tes, and then we'll see these two Rashis. Adkan, topic number 2, telling us about a Nega Tzoras. On to topic number 3, which is a direct continuation of this topic. Now we're going to see the third Simen Tumah of a nega tzoras called michyas bosor chai. Posuk tes. Nega tzoras ki sihiye be'odom ve'huvo el ha-koyen. If a person has a nega tzoras, he has to be brought to the koyen. I think Rashi is bothered by a question over here. In posuk gimel, the Torah says nega tzoras hu, loshen zocho. In our posuk, it says nega tzoras ki sihiye be'odom, not ki yihiye be'odom, which means loshen nekeva. So this phrase, nega tzoras, is it zocho or is it nekeva? Says Rashi, tzoras is loshen nekeva, and nega is loshen zochor. So over there in Pasuk Gimel, nega tzoras, who? The who is referring to the nega. Over here, when it says nega tzoras, ki sihiye be'odom, ki sihiye is referring to tzoras, which is nekeva. Posuk Yud Vero HaKoyhein Veinei Seis Levano Ba'oil Vehi Hofechosi Or Lavon Umichyaz Basol Chai Bas Eis. And the Kohen sees the white spot on his skin, and there's one of two Simonei Tumor that the Posuk tells us. One of them we know already. The Chiddush is the second one. Vehi Hofechosi Or Lavon is the first Simon Tumor that we know about already. The two black hairs turn into white. Here's a new simen tuma, umichyas boso chai base'eis. There's a piece of regular skin in the middle of the se'eis, of the tzoras, that is also a simen tuma. Posigud aleph, tzoras noishenes hi bo'er besaroi, viti me'oya koyhein lo yasgirenu, ki tomei hu. Posigud aleph is giving you a reason. Why is it that michyas boso chai, you would think that a fresh piece of skin, a normal piece of skin, why would that be a simen tumah? Says Posugud Aleph, because that's a sign that this is an old tzoras going on over here. And it just started to cure itself, but really, he's a metzoiro. And therefore the Kohen should be metamim with no hezger necessary. This is a simen tumah on its own. He's tummy right away, metzoiro mukhlot. Says Rashi, Michias shenefach miktsas haloiven shebetoicha seis lemare boso. Some of the white spot in the seis turned into a regular looking skin. Avhu simen tuma, that is also a simen tuma. Seir lovon veloi michya, or michya veloi seir lovon, each one on its own. Don't think you need both to be a simen tuma. Each one on its own is a simen tuma. Vafal pi shuli nemro michya elo baseis, which is only one of the marois we saw in Pasuk Beis at the beginning. Abuchol ha-marois v'tol de'sein esimun tuma. Nevertheless, michyas boson chai applies to all four shades of white, not only in the seis. Tzoras noishenes hi, mako yeshono hi, tachas ha-michyo. V'chabur hazu nireis b'riyo milamalo. It looks like it's healing on top, but v'tachteo mileo lecho. Underneath it, it's sick. You may have thought, oh, it started curing itself, so maybe I'll make it tor. Says the Posuk, no, falkelt, it's a simon tumor. Posuk yud beizim poryach tifrach ha-tzoras bo'oir v'chiseso ha-tzoras eiz kol oir ha-nega miroishoi v'ad raglov l'chol mar'ei einei ha-koyhein. Says the Torah, if the tzoras, this white spot, spreads on his whole body, from his head till his feet, anywhere the Kohen could see, it's completely white. Then, v'ra'o ha'koyhein, v'inaychis esu'atzoras, es kol besaroi v'tihares ha'noga, kulo yofach lovon tohoiru. And the Kohen sees and he checks it out. His complete body is covered with tzoras. Says the Torah, then he's going to be tohoir. The Kohen should be mitire him. Says Rashi, me'roishoy shel odom v'ad raglov. You may have thought it's referring to the nega itself, namely the nega that had the michyas bosol chai, and now that michyas bosol chai turned into white. It's called oira nega, including the michyas bosol chai. Me'roishoy of the nega ad raglov, says Rashi, that's not what it means. Me'roishoy shel odom v'ad raglov, from the whole body, from his head until his feet. L'chol mar eini ha'koyen, what is this coming to tell us? Prat l'koyen shechoshach ma'oiroi. A koyen that can't see well, he can't look at tzoras. He's got to be able to see well. Pozug yudale duvayim heirois boi bosol chai yitmo. But on the day that healthy skin shows up, then he'll be tomei. It's no longer kuloi hofach lovon. Fragt Rashi the obvious question. Uviyemirois boy bosol chai im somcho boy michyo. Fragt Rashi, arei kfar pireisha michyo simon tumo. Do we not know that already? That a michyas bosol chai, a little bit of healthy skin in the tzoras skin is going to be metame. What's the chiddush of posuk yudalid? In order to understand Rashi's teretz, we need a little akdomo, and that is this simon tumo of michyas bosol chai. There is an exception to this siman tumo. And that is, if the michyas bosol chai shows up at the tip of a pointy aver, like your 10 fingers or 10 toes, even though there's a michyas bosol chai at the tip, it will not be a siman tumo. And that is learned out of the pasuk, l'chol mare eine ha'koyen, the koyen has to be able to see the whole thing with one looking, without having to turn the finger around and spin around the finger. That's an exception to the rule of Michyas Bosol Chai. So what happens in the following case? A person had a Michyas Bosol Chai at the tip of his finger. And it's not metame, as we said. But what happens? A person got fatter. And the tip of his finger is now no longer a tip. Now it's completely flat. And the Kohen could see the whole thing. Will that be metame him? There was no change in the nega or in the michya. There was a change in his body. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That also will become tomei. Let's see it inside. Says Rashi Elohari, Shoyo anega be'echod mi-24 roshi evorim, pointy evorim. Shein metamim mishumichyo, they're not metamim mishumichyo. Lifi shein nira anega kulo ke'echod, sheshoifin eilach ve'eilach. There's a slope on all sides. Ve'echoza roisho evel v'nizgalo shipuoi. It's no longer pointy, al dei shumon, he became fat. Kogon shehivri. A nice word for becoming fat. V'naso rochov, became wide. V'nireis boya michya. Now you could see the whole michya at one time. Limdono akosuv shetetame. Even though there was no change in the michya itself, the change was in the body, the Torah tells you that is a simen tumah now. Uveyoim, matamud loyma uveyoim. The Pasuk could have simply said, Uveheirois boy bosol chayitmo. Uveyoim teaches us the lamech yesh yoim shatoroya boy vyesh yoim sheina toroya boy. There are days that a Kohen can say, no, today we're not going to look at Nagoyim. Mikanomru choson noistim loy kol shivas mea mishte. If a choson during Sheva Brochas realizes that he has a tzaras, he doesn't have to go to the Kohen. Loy ulitz de lusoy luxusoy labesoy. And they get tzoras on his clothing, we'll see at the end of the parsha, and on his house, we'll see in Parshas Metzoiro. He doesn't have to go to the Kohen, because what's going to happen? The Kohen will tell him, you're Tomei. That's one way to ruin the Sheva Brachas. So you don't have to go. V'chein boregel, an yom tif, noistim lekoli beregel, the whole Chol HaMoed, you don't have to go to the Kohen, because they'll ruin the Simchas Yom Tif. And the Torah says you don't have to do that. We darshan that from Uvi Yoim. Some days you could have to show, and some days you don't. Posuk tesvav v'ra'o ha'koyhein ha'bosor ha'chai v'timei ha'bosor ha'chai tomei hu tzoras hu. And the Kohen sees this piece of healthy skin, he should be metamei him, because this healthy piece of skin is a siman tumah tzoras hu. Now that's a problem. Because Rashi told us that Tzoras is Loshen Nekeva. It should have said Tzoras, he. Says Rashi, Tzoras, who? Habosor hahu. And Bosor is Loshen Zohor. Therefore it says, who? Going back to the Bosor.
Posuk tezayin oich yoshuv ha-besor ha-chai v'nepach le-lavon uvo el ha-koyhein.
This oi does not mean or, rather means and when. And when this bosor chai will turn back to be lavon, will turn back to being a nega, come back to the koyhein.
Ve-ro-u ha-koyhein v'nepach ha-nega le-lavon v'tihar ha-koyhein es ha-nega tohoyuhu.
And the Kohen sees that indeed the Michias Bosor Chai turned back to being white. The Kohen should be metame the nega because this person is now tohoir. So to sum up, how does one become a Mitzayro Musgor? The first stage, by coming to the Kohen if he has a nega tzoras with the right shade of white, one of the four shades, and it's the right size, a gris. Then he's a Mitzayro Musgor. How does one advance to being a Mitzayro Muchlot? He has to have one of three simone tumo. Either two black hairs turning into white hairs, the seo banega hofach lovon, or michias bosor chai baseis. Those two simonim could happen on his first visit to the Kohen. And there's a third simon that can happen only on his second or third visit to the Kohen. That's called pisyoin, if the nega grows. That is la halacha. But Rashi told us that in the Poshup Shan, the Posuk is, if on his third visit to the Kohen, nothing happened, nothing changed, that also will make him a Metzera Muchlot. It should be pointed out that both a Metzera Musgor and a Metzera Muchlot are both Tomei, and they both need a mikvah and a Har of Shemesh. The difference between a Musgor and a Muchlot is that a Muchlot needs Prio Prima, he has to grow his hair and tear his clothing, as we'll see later on. And to become Tohor from the state of Metzera Muchlot involves a much more complex Tahara. You'll need birds, you'll need to shave his head, he'll need korbonis, as we'll see in Parshas Metzera. Adkan, the second topic of Parshas Tazria, telling us all about Michias Bosor Chai and Kuloi Hofach Lovon.